Our special edition of the Big Sports continues trackside here at fabulous Flemington. We can't wait. And one of the horses who's probably going to be out in front and look the winner at some stage is going to be runaway for Gay Waterhouse and Stephen Baster. And I'm glad to say, Loz, that Steve joins us on the line. G'day, Steve.
Good morning.
Exciting times, mate. It's a big, big day, isn't it? A long day for you guys as well.
Yeah, it's a long day, but a good day to be at the races.
You must be confident after the Geelong Cup run. Won at St Ledger, finished third in a derby. You must be confident in this Melbourne Cup that it'll run the distance.
Yeah, look, he's done everything right. He's only had the one run over the 2 mile, and he was disappointing, but that was at the end of his preparation. And the St Ledger over 2800 is quite strong through the line, so I don't see why not. I think the horse has improved, and really looking forward to getting on his back.
Well, going through the Geelong Cup, Steve, it worked for all those Europeans. Surely it can work for a local.
Yeah, that's right. It's always been a good form reference. And like I said, every run the horse has had, he's kept improving and surprises each run. So I don't see any reason why he can't do it again. And obviously I'm a little bit excited and really looking forward to it.
Well, Stephen, you'll have plenty of support given that you're one of the few locals in the race.
Yeah, that's right. There's a lot of internationals this year, so we're flying the Australian flag with Runaway. So hopefully everybody gets behind him, and hopefully he can do us proud.
Steve, how do you see it from that? You know, the gates will crash back, the crowd will roar, so much excitement. You're in Barrier 12. What happens from there?
I'll be lucky because I know this horse quite well, and he's very relaxed and not too much bothers him, so
okay.
I think he'll just roll forward, and he'll definitely be in well and truly in the front half of the field, if not leading. So pretty casual, guys. Pretty casual for me. I'll just sort of cruise along and hopefully get him a nice rhythm and take it from there.
Well, you'll know he'll be fit, given you know Gay trains the horse. And do you expect to be leading?
I'd say yes. I'd say that out of his last 10 starts or something, he's probably led in most of them. So I don't see why he wouldn't. Unless somebody went silly, I'd let them go. But he doesn't have to lead, but he definitely does like rolling along.
When we have a look at some of these Europeans, Steve, and they're all drawn wide, the likes of Yucatan, 23, Rostropovich, 21, Cross Counter, 19, Magic Circle, 17. Do you think there'll be a lot of pressure coming down the straight the first time and into that first turn?
Oh, look, jockeys can do some silly things when they're racing for $4 million winning prize money in a Melbourne Cup, so anything could happen, guys, and you just got to play it by ear and see how we go. But them Europeans, they actually prefer to draw wide. They don't like being bottled up, so I think they prefer to be out there than in Barrier 1, so it's probably an advantage for them.
And do you see your biggest danger, the favourite, Yucatan, or is there a number of them that you're a bit concerned about?
Oh, look, two mile can change things, but I ran second to Yucatan last start at Caulfield, and he was ultra-impressive. So if he brings that, he's obviously going to be very hard to beat.
Well, you were getting closer to him, closer to the line, mate. The only problem was he was coming back at you.
Yeah, there's a fair bit of handbrake action going on there from James McDonald.
Mate, how many cups for you, mate, and what does it mean to win a cup?
Oh, guys, look, I wouldn't say I'm easily pleased, but I remember when I was 15 or 16, I galloped one down the Flemington Straight and I thought I'd made it, and this will probably be about my 10th Melbourne Cup that I've ridden in, and look, it's a huge thrill just to ride in the race, and the closest I finish is third. It'd be nice to improve on that, but, mate, very excited just to be there.
Yeah, you actually sound quite confident, Steve. I know it's a long shot. The bookies are rating it 34-1, but you seem to think it'll go much better than that.
Yeah, well, this is one of the first times that I've ridden a horse right through its preparation into a cup. I've tended to pick up rides late that are down in the weights and pick them up late and probably haven't ridden them much leading into the race, whereas this bloke, I've ridden him, best of the park. Well, probably the last year I've ridden him for, and I know him really well, so gives me that little bit more confidence.
Mate, in the nicest possible way, can I call you a veteran? But what are the nerves like when you make your way from the big crowd and they introduce the jockeys, then you're on and the crowd and the focus? Is he the sort of horse or you that will feel that crowd and all that tension?
No, I think we're both old-timers. My horse is very relaxed and I've done it quite a few times now, so... Yeah. It will be interesting in the jockey's room. You do see a couple of the young boys, and they're just starting as their first Melbourne Cup. You can see they get a bit toey and they go a bit quiet, but I'm pretty much used to it now, so more excited than any nerves for me these days.
Okay.
And when, what about in the jockey's room before a big race like the Melbourne Cup? Is there a lot of chatter that goes on, or is everyone just in their own little zone and thinking about what they need to do?
Everybody's different. You know, you'll get jockeys that will try and get on other people's nerves on purpose and try and rev them up when they're getting a bit toey, but then there's the others that sit there quite quiet, and like I said, the boys that are having their first ride will probably be a bit toey, and the guys that are coming through that have had a few rides will probably be egging them on a little bit before they go out, so it's quite entertaining.
Who's the biggest pain in the backside of the jockey's room?
Oh, there's a few of us. It depends on... It depends on who's eaten the day before. If you haven't eaten, you're a bit quiet. So if somebody's riding heavy and they've got a bit of nutrition, and they're usually the ones that are a bit louder.
Mate, you're in a real purple patch of form as well, which is terrific to see, Stephen. Have you got something else we should know about for the day?
Guys, I've ended up with four. I've got a couple of scratchings. So I've ended up with four, but look, I've got a nice ride for Gay and Adrian in a horse called AC Tongby that is an outsider in the field, but I think will run well. She's stepping up from 1,200 to 1,700, but I think she's looking for more ground, so I think she'll really run well.
All right, that's in the second race,
that's
which
in
is
the second.
Great.
Right. And finally for me, Steve, bit of rain around. Is that a concern for Runaway at all?
Nah, look, I think it takes a fair bit of rain at Flemington, so... It'll have to rain throughout the day today and to make the track really bad, but I don't think there's any issue at this stage.
Stephen, we understand how busy your day it is. We thank you so much for your time and good luck on Runaway later on this afternoon.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate the call.
There he goes, Stephen Baster, who's got a purple patch of form, riding in good form and bringing that Geelong Cup form, which works so well for the Europeans, to the Melbourne Cup later on this afternoon, 3 o'clock, when the gates crash back.